Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with change facilitator Frank Vandenhorst and mindfulness coach Peter M. Fellows. And in this week's episode, we go behind the words, go for the gold, but don't put your life on hold. Peter, can you tell us something about what you'll be sharing with us today?
Well, thank you, Rick. And I always enjoy our weekly podcast with you guys. But I thought I'd like to give some shout outs to those who don't often get recognition. I'd like to thank my arms for always being at my side, my legs for supporting me, and my fingers because I can always count on them. And with that done, let me tease the audience with what I've got for them today. It's going to be bigger than a bed box. If your focus is always on the future goal that you're moving towards, you may be missing out on most of your life. If you're enduring the week just to get to the end of each day or to the weekend, then you're living less than half a life. And that's what I want to talk to you about. Okay, Rick?
Thank you, Peter. Great stuff. Frank, how about you?
Well, you know the saying, keep your eyes on the prize. And what often happens is we are not focused, not inspired, not so motivated. We are distracted and the going gets tough. We are not that tough. Except, of course, when you are a member or were a member of the U.S. Marine Corps, you're trained for that. But none of the Road Ahead Cafe buddies was in the Corps, but we keep on going, producing every week a new episode, fresh off the grill. How do we stay focused, you wonder? Is it a new pair of glasses or something else? Do you want to know more? Stay tuned. Rick, what about you?
Great stuff, Frank. Thank you. So this is what I'll be sharing. Two powerful life-changing events caused me to stop everything and make the decision to do it now. The sudden passing of my dad at 53 when I was only 19, and the tragic death of one of my best friends when we were both 21. Okay, what do you have for us today, Peter?
Okay, well, go for the gold, but don't put your life on holds. You've got goals. They might be career goals, personal goals, financial goals, and they're exciting and they're all good. But sometimes you might slide into putting your life on hold while waiting for your goal to be realized. You might say something like, once I am living in my new place, then I'll be able to focus on relationships. Or once I have my new job, then I'll have time to hang out with my friends. Or once I've had my surgery, then I'll be able to relax and enjoy life. And there may be some truth to those sentiments, but it's also true that we aren't guaranteed any time beyond now. I think that the goals that are most worthy of pursuing are the ones that, once achieved, they help you get even more flow and fulfillment in your daily life. So if getting the knee replacement or the position at work, the new position at work, or your first car, for example, are goals that you have that will empower you to find more flow and fulfillment, then those are worthy goals. But don't ignore the blessings and opportunities for fulfillment that you have now. Sometimes a person races from goal to goal because they're in the business world and they're always working on something and doing something. And then when they retire, they don't know how to live without these goals to rush to. They don't know how to enjoy the downtime, the in-between time. Sometimes goals are less vehicles for more fulfillment and more of like signposts for things that you've already accomplished. Like I'm doing a virtual challenge where I walk as fast as I can around the block, and it's about 1.6 miles. And the goal is to lower my blood pressure, which is a goal that will empower me, right? Give me more flow and fulfillment. But since that's such a long-term thing, I have these short, repeatable signpost goals. I started tracking my stats, like how fast can I walk the first mile and what's my speed for the whole walk, so I can see progress. And seeing progress is a very important part of motivation. I began to get so focused, though, on seeing how fast I could walk to reach my new personal best, my goal, that I noticed when I was walking, I was mostly staring at the ground, concentrating on my pace. And when I got home and I checked my stats, my smartwatch, I'm elated because I got a new record. I'm all got a little high there, but I can't remember any of the journey. I don't remember anything that happened on my walk around the block. Yes, I want to achieve my goal of a new personal best by challenging my body to go faster and faster. But do I really need to put my life on hold for the half hour that I'm doing that? So I started holding my head up as I walk, except for when I'm going uphill, then I concentrate on the ground. And unexpectedly, I had two gains. One is that I feel more aware of myself doing this health walk, as I call it, in the context of all the life going on in the street. I feel more connected to the environment and the people around me. And I feel less stressed than when I'm plowing ahead with my head down, focused on my goal. And this stress reduction comes about from the forward movement, which creates what psychologists call optic flow, where visual images go past you on all sides while you're in motion. And as your eyes move to engage with this optic flow, the parts of your brain involved in fear and threat detection, stress, become quiet. And there's a calming effect, reducing levels of stress and anxiety, and a resetting of your nervous system. And your brain, Dobby, reconnects with the inner guidance of Pathfinder. I get some of the deeper understandings and great ideas when I walk this way. And it doesn't slow me down. I continue to break new personal records and improve my personal best. Because that's the key. Dobby, the brain, fears that if he, she doesn't focus on the goal all the time, it will never be achieved. But you can't separate the nature of the journey from the nature of the outcome you get when you achieve your goal. You've heard the saying that the ends justifies the means. Well, the means shape the ends. I remember an iconic cartoon I've seen by different artists. The father has the boy bent over his knees, and he's spanking the boy for something he's done. And as he's spanking him, he's saying, "This'll teach you to hit people." Yeah, it might just teach him to hit people because you're doing it. So I get it. I get being laser focused because I used to shut out everything when I was doing research or writing a manuscript or a workshop. I would ignore everything else, focus solely on it. I would resent anything that took me away from the time spent on it or a line of thought I was following. But I was putting my life on hold. Well, once I have this book done, then I'll have time for my family and friends. But you know what? Your life is passing you by and you're missing it. You're setting up a pattern that will persist beyond achieving your goal, and you don't need to. That's the power of the Pathfinder's question. When your brain, Dobby, reconnects with the inner guidance of your non-conscious mind, Pathfinder, your agenda, your thoughts, your actions will sync with what's going on around you so that you get your best possible outcome without sacrificing flow and fulfillment. Go for the gold, but don't place your life on hold, Rick.
Wow. Powerful stuff, Peter. Thank you. Frank, what do you have to share today?
Okay, go for the gold, but don't put your life on hold. Yes, as Peter says, is quite wide. If you keep your eyes on the prize, you know one thing. Victory loves preparation. Do you know what your prize is? Do you know what you want to achieve? What is your desire? What is your wish? And if you know that, do you know what you must do to get that prize? Work hard, play hard, truly. What about your motivation? When the going gets tough, are you resilient and persistent? Well, tough questions maybe, but there is an easier way that gives you more flow, more peace of mind, and bring great results. I talked about it in one of the previous episodes, and it was a topic I presented during our Cinco de Mayo retreat. And the subject is creative visualization. It's a simple and very effective three-step method to create what you really want in life, the goal you desire. What is creative visualization? Creative visualization is a three-step method that ensures that the things you want to manifest in your life do manifest. The method is simple, but it's more than just a tool. And this is a trick. It's a way of living. It's a way of doing things in your life. Creative visualization is based on the way you think and the emotions that are connected to your thoughts. Look around you and look at yourself. Everything was first a thought. Your parents wanted to start a family, and today, here you are. Wonderful. These three steps are. Step one, I wish. Here's the example. Suppose you want to buy a new car. However, just saying that you want a new car is far too vague. It's not specific enough. Define it. What type of car do you want? For what kind of purpose? A van or a roadster, for instance. Think about the brand, the model, the size, the color, the power of the engine, the interior, the wheels, and so on. Step number two, imagine it. Imagine if you, how do you do that? Well, let's go to the local dealer in the showroom. And what do you see? You see your car. Wow, that looks great. You step into your car, your desired car, you feel it, you smell it, you hear it, you touch it, and ask the local car dealer if you can make and take a test drive. And then you hear and feel and hear the engine, for example, and see how it works out. Wow, still great. All right. Now comes the most important part. Receive. Am I able and willing to receive? Interesting question. Three steps. Know it's there for you. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt your success. Trust the process and receive. Trust it. Do it, trust me, and it works. Rick, what about you? Did you dug up some gold lately or what?
Whew, that's pretty serious stuff, Frank. Thank you. Very powerful. So I took a different look at this this quote. And so what I want to share with you today is two things. One, there's nothing more eye-opening than the sudden destruction of life as we know it. On August 6th, 1981, at 11 p.m., my father died suddenly from a heart attack. And what came next changed my world forever. It was hard enough to deal with the loss of my best friend, my mentor, my GPS, the guy who just basically said, Rick, here's what you do. And then I did it. So I was this super compliant third child. My brother was 14. My sister was 10 when I was born. So I was, you know, I had like the best version of my father, I'll say, because he had already gone through raising two kids and making all the mistakes. And he actually knew what to do more with the third kid because he had gone through so much stuff. And so he was not going to put his life on hold anymore. He was not going to wait like he did with the other two. He was going to really go for the gold with this kid. So I got the benefit of all of that for 19 years, and all of a sudden it was gone in one day. And so the ensuing trauma, not only for me, but what I watched happen in my family, left an indelible imprint on me, which I still carry today. So much like people who lived through the Great Depression in the 1920s say, I have a depression mentality. My mentality is based on having that traumatic event. And so I am always going for the gold, maybe even too much for some people's liking. I'll take all the risks. I'll gunsling. You know, I wrote down Frank's quote, victory loves preparation. And I'm thinking to myself, preparation, what's that? So a lot of my victories have come based on never preparing, but then somehow maybe visualizing and creative visualization at work for me. So interesting that you brought those two things up. And then the second thing that happened was just 2 years later, my buddy Billy passed unexpectedly, and this propelled his family and our friend group into cataclysmic fallout that lasted for years after that. And seeing how life can change in a mere instant, I learned in the most painful way imaginable why each of us needs to go for the gold and never put our lives on hold. Tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Peter, final thoughts?
Yeah, so true. We want you to go for the gold, okay? But don't put your life on hold. We want you to achieve your goals, but we want you to find flow and fulfillment on the journey every day. And that's why we're building an online community where you get the coaching that helps you integrate these insights and mental hacks we're giving you so that you can make a difference and they can make a difference in your real life, in your life. So let me leave you with this. Remember to always be yourself unless you suck like me. Then just pretend to be someone else. Rick?
Great stuff, Peter. Thank you. Frank, your final thoughts?
Yeah, you know, victory loves preparation. And the preparation is creative visualization, three steps. It's the way to what you could say reality engineering. So I repeat, the first one is to know what you really wish. The second thing is imagine it with all things involved, smells, colors, people, whatever you want. Make it as vivid as possible. And then just wait and you will receive it. One thing, don't doubt that you're going to get it. Because if you start doubting it, you put your life on hold. Is that what you want? No, you want to get a goal. So that's the whole thing. If you know how to do it, if you want to know how to do it, contact us at theroadaheadcafe.com. Visit us at our podcast. And as Peter just said, you know, we have to go to, you have to go to our new community. This is, will be great. And you will really, really, really have a lot of fun there. And as always, what you think about and think about, you bring about. Have a wonderful day and don't forget to subscribe.
Rick. Great stuff, Frank. Thank you. So my final thoughts, when you make the decision to say yes to life, to embrace, maybe even leap head on into each moment of your life, you unleash a magic that invites excitement, opportunity, and breathtaking creation. You are a work of art, unique in all the world. Now take out that brush and put it on your canvas. Thank you for joining us today for the Road Ahead Cafe. Remember, if you like us, subscribe. And if you love us, make a quick selfie video right now to tell us why. Don't be shy. We look forward to getting together again with you next week. Until then, savor your day today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.